and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. We are coming to you live today from Archbishop Wood High School. Great to be with you on the air. Great to be at the high school. We have got an excellent hour planned for you. Speaking of excellent, by my side, as always, even when we're out on the road, the one, the only, Mr. Dave Park.
Thank you, Gary, for that wonderful introduction. And what a beautiful high school.
Isn't this great?
Yeah. We're sitting in the auditorium at Archbishop Wood.
Right.
And it's a fabulous auditorium.
Right. Now, this is the alma mater of our own director of operations, Frank Eliason. And I believe this may be called the Frank Eliason Memorial Auditorium.
I think I've heard it.
If not, I think it should be.
Oh, no. Correction. No.
All right. Yeah, that was the detention hall that was named for Frank Eliason. See, I can say that because he's busy running around, as he always does, keeping us on the air. He'll be on the air with us later. But we've got a great hour in store for you. We have plenty of entertainment from the high school.
Absolutely.
We'll have some musical entertainment. We'll have a lot of interviews and just a lot of fun. We love doing these remote broadcasts.
I was just looking at the itinerary.
It's a busy one.
It's a busy one. So it's going to be chock full of good stuff.
Sure is. And also, I want to now introduce Father Paul O'Donnell, who was kind enough to help us get this all set up. Father Paul, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's really great to be here, Father. Now, typically when we do the show, I'll lead the opening prayer. But since we're here today, would you do us the honors of leading us in an opening prayer?
Absolutely. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks to Almighty God for this day and every day. We ask Him to send His Holy Spirit upon us, to strengthen us, to give us peace, and to bless this radio show, to bless this school, and bless all Catholic schools as they continue their mission of educating young children and especially guiding them in the ways of Jesus Christ. We ask all of this to Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Great prayer, Father. You mentioned something, and I think this is so key. The school obviously provides a good education, but also the importance of guiding the students in the ways of Jesus Christ. It's a tough world out there, and it's so important. That's why I love the Catholic school system. I have to admit, I'm an Archbishop Ryan grad, so, right? I know.
Okay.
Mrs. Harkins is not happy about that. I'm getting the thumbs down.
Let's get it on the table.
But I'm a product of Catholic schools, and it's so – talk a little bit, Father, if you could, before we throw it over to Mrs. Harkins, the principal. Talk a little bit about the value of Catholic education and why it makes a difference.
I think it makes a huge difference in a child's life because they're growing up in the culture of Catholic culture. The faith is so important. They're reminded every day that every day is a gift from God. We begin each class with prayer. We even have pep rallies and we begin it with a prayer. And so that God is part of every aspect of their day, and they come to the school. They wear their uniform. They know that they are here under the guidance of the church. And
right.
They just know that, and they feel at home. And it's a way for them to really feel that the church and their faith is really the best place for them to feel at home.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where they belong. And to live like according to the gospel is really the way that we're all made to do.
And so many times it's very easy to forget about that when we get out into the world. For all of us, even adults, we can easily forget about the Lord. We can forget that He's with us all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yes.
And that's why it's so important to have that foundation to get them started off on the right foot.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, because when the students graduate, wherever they go, they're not going to have their faith so much a part of their life anymore.
Right.
It's going to be more up to them to make sure that their faith is still strong and growing in their life. So this gives them that foundation, kind of forms them so that it's what they're going to look for it when they leave the school. They'll still have that faith kind of attached to them, which we hope
Right.
We hope that's the most important thing for them to take Jesus with them.
Father, what exactly is your role here and how many years have you been here?
This is my fourth year, my fourth year. I'm the school minister.
Mm-hmm.
So really my role is to really help them to organize retreats.
Mm.
Try to be a good witness of faith.
Mm-hmm.
I teach two classes, and I think my role really is to be kind of like a spiritual father for the students, someone they can talk to about their faith, someone who is a part of their community. And so when I'm there, I want them to realize that I'm there because I want them to know that the church cares about what they're doing. And so I go to the different activities, and God cares about their lives and every part of their lives, and He wants to be there at every moment, so that hopefully they'll remember that, you know, God cares about them in at every part of their day, and they'll be able to trust God evermore.
What a great message, Dave. I mean, more people need to hear that. More people need to realize that in the world today, right? And that's one of the reasons we do what we do, is because we want people to know the Lord wants to be a part of our day-to-day life. He just doesn't want us to visit Him 1 hour on Sunday, mm-hmm. and that's it, right? Absolutely. He wants to be involved intimately in our lives. Well, let's hear a few comments now from Mrs. Harkins, the principal at Archbishop Wood. She's going to have a few introductory comments, and hopefully she's forgotten that I'm a Ryan grad. So we got that out of the way, Mrs. Harkins, right?
We forgive you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much for having us here.
Well, we're thrilled that you're here. You're always welcome.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about why. And now, first of all, let me ask you, how long have you been here?
I'm finishing my 12th year here.
Wow. What do you think about the environment here?
It's a wonderful environment. I always say that when people are looking at different schools, and you think, as a parent, you think about where you want to place your child for their education. Many wonderful educational institutions, even Archbishop Bryan, but many wonderful educational institutions in the area, many choices for parents, but you want to place your child in an environment where they will they'll grow, not just academically, but they'll grow as a person. They'll grow spiritually. They'll be better people for the experience. And I challenge anybody to find a greater group of kids than these kids for who they are as people.
You know, that's so important. I remember when I was in high school, I was pretty self-centered. I mean, it was I didn't realize that I was expected to do something for other people. I mean, I hate to admit that, but it's true. I think it's so important for our young people. What's that?
Aren't you still?
Sorry, right. I couldn't help it. I didn't have a mic on, but I had to run over and grab Dave's to say
But thank you, Frank, for that.
Thank you, Frank. Okay.
It's very easy to become wrapped up in our own little world, mm-hmm. Mrs. Harkins,
yes.
Right, and forget that as Catholics we're called to serve others. And that's where you're laying that foundation here at the school.
Now, last night we had our senior awards, and as we were going through students and the awards, it really struck me that the overwhelming number of kids who were involved in some sort of service, big service projects, yeah. small service projects, just giving during the day, kids who were willing to help out in an office. It just, it was a beautiful thing to look at this and congratulate the class for all that they have given each day to help Archbishop Wood be the best school it can be.
Mm, that's great. Dave?
Yeah, I was
so important.
It's so important. And as you say, Mrs. Harkins, it's small or medium, large things. It's just but the fact being involved, you know, and learning that it, you know, some people, some young folks may be a little bit more nervous and they need to start small, but that's where their growth begins and starts.
I could not have a microphone in front of me and not say our motto from Paul's letter, Coronam fidelitas mirum, but faithfulness merits the crown. And I say this constantly, the kids would even laugh if they were listening right now. What I say to them is, you're called to be the best student you can be. So if you can merit an A, merit an A. But if you, if the best you can do is a C, then you get the C and you work to that. If you're an athlete, you do the best you can. You show up for practice. You're ready. If you're on the stage, et cetera, et cetera. But more than anything, you're called to be the best person you can be. You're called to be a child of God. You're called to take care of your fellow students. And that's something that makes me very proud. When a student is in distress, always one of their friends goes to a counselor, goes to Father Paul, goes to somebody to seek something for them. So they truly live our motto of being faithful to their job as a high school student today. So it's very proud of them.
Be the best you can be. I mean, that's all you can do.
Right. Right.
Give it your best. We all have different capabilities, but we're all called to be the best.
And again, you're drawing them to recognize other people,
right.
come out
yes.
of themselves. And sometimes that can be a tough process.
Right.
You know, maybe there are things going on at home. And maybe, you know, like a difficult childhood or something.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has different issues. But it's the fact that, you know, you're so supportive. And it's a very warm and welcoming environment and a safe place to grow.
So we hope for. And one of the things that makes me very proud is that people choose our school because it's a Catholic school. again, you look at the competition for the public schools free versus the tuition, and they choose us because we are a Catholic school, and that's something that I'm extremely proud of.
That speaks volumes.
Well, I just want to thank you for your career, too, though. You were at Conwell, I believe.
Bishop Conwell, yes.
Yes, you taught my wife.
Oh, what's her name?
Carolyn Meyer at the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So quite a number of years back, but you know, probably more years than she'd like to admit.
You say, Carolyn, we won't name the number of years, Carolyn. Okay.
So
she's listening. But we're about to go. We're going to go to break now, and we're going to come back in a few moments, and we're going to hear the chorus sing. So I want to thank everybody, and you're listening to Spirit in the Morning.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 1st. Today we celebrate Saint Justin Martyr. Justin, who lived in the 2nd century, is the first Christian philosopher. His search for religious truth was a lifelong task. Born into a pagan family in Judea, Justin described himself as a Gentile. After years of studying pagan philosophies, including the school of Plato, he realized that the Christian religion answered the great questions about life and existence better than the philosophers did. Following his conversion, he continued to wear the philosopher's mantle. He combined the Christian religion with the best elements of Greek philosophy. In his view, philosophy was the teacher that leads one to Christ. Justin is known as an apologist, one who in writing defends the Christian religion against attacks and misunderstandings. Two of his apologies have come down to us, one addressed to the Roman Emperor and the other to the Roman Senate. Statements from his first apology are some of the earliest existing expressions of the Eucharist. As punishment for his staunch adherence to Christianity, Justin was tried and beheaded in Rome, probably in the year 165. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Different, something that sets the whole world on its ear. I want to do something better with the time I've been given, and I want to try to touch a few hearts in this life. Leave nothing less than something that says I was here. I will prove you wrong. If you think I'm all talk, you're in for a shock, cause this dream's too strong, and before too long. Maybe I'll compose symphonies, maybe I'll fight for world peace, cause I know it's my destiny to leave more than a trace of myself in this place. I want to do something that matters, say something different, something that sets the whole world on its ear. I want to do something better with the time I've been given, and I want to try to touch a few hearts in this life.
That was amazing. I'm Gary Zimek. You were listening to Spirit in the Morning. That was the Archbishop Wood Choir. The name of the song, I Was Here. Father Paul O'Donnell joins us from Archbishop Wood. Father, you have some special guests for us now from Athletes Helping Athletes. Could you tell us a little bit about this group and what they do?
Certainly. First, I want to thank Ms. Odlin and all the choir. They did a great song. Athletes Helping Athletes is an organization that really reaches out to the special needs children.
Nice.
And what they do all year round is they give the opportunity for the, I don't want to say too much of their thunder. They reach out to the special needs children. They have lots of activities that they do with them. And we have two young ladies here with us today, Brianna Boyle and Maggie LaForge, who really are going to be the leaders of the AHA. They've been in it all their time here at Wood, and they're going to be the leaders of it next year. So I think I'm going to let them say a few words about Athletes Helping Athletes and the great work that they do in that organization.
Great.
Brianna.
Hi, I'm Brianna. I'm going to be the president of Athletes Helping Athletes next year.
And I'm Maggie, and I'm going to be vice president. We do a lot of fun activities, like a Halloween fun night where the kids dress up, and we get the student body at Wood to come dress up and be buddies.
And then in the spring, we have a spring fun night, and we have a dunk tank and pizza, and it's a lot of fun just helping out the special needs kids.
Girls, I know that when you have the Halloween night, don't like each person in AHA, aren't they assigned with a young child for the night?
Yes. Yeah. So everybody gets a buddy, and then if we have more volunteers, then every other volunteer gets a station.
A station. Well, also, I know that you do a lot of work, girls. Thank you for coming this morning. Tell me about what you do at our varsity basketball games and the football games with AHA.
So the kids will sign up and they want to come watch one of our football games or one of our sporting events. So what we do is we have the students at Wood sign up to be buddies with them. So we sit with them through the game and we like talk to them. We make them feel very involved at the games, and they get to be honorary captains. So they can go out and they can do the coin toss and they get a medal, and it's really special for them.
I know it's really special. I know I see the Ryan and a few of the guys who come. They really don't you really form a good relationship with some of the children that you help?
Yeah. So I've been doing it for 4 years now, and I know almost all of their names, and they know me, and it's a lot of fun just seeing them and like seeing them light up when they see us come in, and they're just so happy to see us. Like, we walk into the room and they all want to hug us, they all want to say hi, and it's just so much fun.
Is there any other activity? You have the Halloween night, and then you have the dunk tank, or that's the spring kind of picnic. Isn't there another thing that you have, like a Christmas? I'm getting confused with something else, but
yeah, there is a CARES Christmas party.
Something different. Okay, yeah. Don't worry about that. But girls, I want to thank you for you what you do. Next year, is it hard for you to find volunteers from the student body to be a part of Athletes Helping Athletes?
It's not hard, and a lot of people, like at the beginning of the year, like a whole big part of this auditorium is filled with volunteers, so like everybody's willing to help. And like at our Halloween fun night, a lot of people come out, and we always have like an excessive amount of volunteers. So it's so much fun.
All right. Well, thank you. So I guess you get a, in the end with athletes helping athletes, would you say that you really benefit more than anything else in experiencing this activity?
Yes, definitely, because it makes us feel good when we see the kids smiling at our events.
Mm-hmm. Bringing joy to someone else.
Yep, yep.
Well, thank you, Brianna and Maggie, for joining us this morning. Father, I think you have some other guests.
Girls, thank you very much for coming and getting up early and being here. We have some. We have Alexis Mayer and Shannon Dyke. They're going to speak to us about a community service group and the pro-life group. These two girls, I know them well, because I'm the moderator of those two groups.
Nice.
And they've been a part of it since they're going to be seniors next year, so they'll be big leaders next year in the group. And I'm going to hand it over to them, and you can just, the girls, you can just kind of explain some of the things that that you've done in either group, in community service or pro-life.
All right, so I'm Alexis, and I'm a member of the CSC. For the Community Service Corps, we do Aid for Friends, which is basically like making meals for the homebound and less fortunate in like the Archdiocese. And then we also do nursing home visits about every month. And we just, you know, talk to the elderly and stuff. And we do crafts with them sometimes and stuff like that. And then we also buy Christmas presents for less fortunate kids in the Philadelphia area. And then we actually go down there and like deliver them and stuff. So.
Okay, that's right. You were went down to the Cardinals, not the Cardinal, we have an Archbishop, the Archbishop's Christmas party this year to be able to experience giving. Was that a good experience visiting with the student, actually seeing the young kids get their presents?
It was so much fun.
Yeah, it was really rewarding. Too.
Yeah, thank you. Shannon, did you want to?
Yeah, so for the Pro-Life Club, we do a lot around the school. We have fundraisers. We've had bake sales. We've had baby bottles in the classroom, and the homeroom that raises the most money gets donuts. We've had rosary bracelets. We sell those along with the stereotypical baby feet pins, which I love. As well as that, we pray at the Planned Parenthood. That's like 5-10 minutes from here.
Yes.
We'll go there Fridays every so often, and we'll say a rosary. It's really nice, and like we're being active about it, which I like. And then we did go to the march this year. It was so much fun. We had a group of about 30, a little over 30 students, 30, 40 students. And it was just such a fun time. We went to Mass in the morning, and it was very powerful to see all of these people who care about the same issues as us.
Right, that was we've been trying to get to the march because of bad weather. We've missed the last 2 years.
Yeah, last year was really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, we were scared off, and I guess it was a good thing. But this year we got up, the kids got here by like 5:45.
And, wow, that's great.
And we went down, and we were at the big mass at the cathedral down there in Washington, the National Shrine. So that really, I think, was a powerful experience. And then we went to the march. So, and also, with the pro-life, the girls don't remember, in the beginning, we did a 40 Days for Life, and we were out at the Planned Parenthood for 2 hours straight. We said, like, 6 rosaries one day. So that was a powerful moment in the in pro-life group.
It's so important to see young people involved in the pro-life movement, Father, so you're doing a great job. Girls, you're doing a fantastic job. We need to get more young people. And by and large, young people, the reports say they are overwhelmingly pro-life, but the more young people that get involved in the pro-life movement, the better off we will all be.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, it's perhaps the biggest issue that we have. So these two young girls, we also went down to the pro-life dinner in Philadelphia, the stand-up pro-life dinner, to raise money for one of the local pro-life groups.
Yeah, we were there also.
We were there as well, yeah.
As a radio station.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our family.
Oh, okay.
So
oh.
to speak, yes. Can I say one thing to Alexis? You mentioned Aid for Friends. Well, just a couple weeks back, we had Michael Schiavone and I forgot the other gentleman's name, but they came on. And
Steve
Schiavone from that organization. We station's good friends of Aid for Friends. Right. So I just wanted to give a shout out.
Okay.
Thanks for your good work with them.
Thank you, girls. Thank you, girls.
Thank you.
Father, you have got so many people online for us, lined up for us. Who do we have next? We want to try to get everybody in.
Right.
Who do we have next?
We have Brandon Schmidt. He's a young man here. He's going to be a senior next year. And he's going to talk to us about a CARES program. It's a program that really does work here. And it does have some outreach, and I know Brandon is like the president. I don't know if he's the president, but he's really a big member of the CARES group. The moderator is our disciplinarian, Mr. Mangan. So I'm going to hand it over to Brandon, and he can tell a few things to us about the CARES group here in school. It has a great mission.
Great. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you. There's just an excessively loud announcement in the school, so I didn't hear a word you said.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm just going to start talking as if I heard you, right? So anyway, my name is Brandon Schmidt, and I'm in the CARES group. And so really what we stand for is CARE stands for the Compassion, Acceptance, Respect, and Education of our students. And so really what we do is we try to stop bullying in our school as much as we can. A large part of the high school experience, just anywhere you go, you're going to encounter bullying. It's just kind of how high school works. And so really what we're trying to do is to prevent that by changing our culture. We are a Catholic high school, and so that's what we're trying to do, is to make everybody feel loved when they come into the building. A great part of having an amazing high school experience is that you feel loved, that every day when you walk into this building that you can feel that this is your home, that you feel comfortable. And so that's what we're really trying to do, is to make everybody feel that they feel comfortable coming into this school. And just to make sure everybody has a great day. So we have actually our own homeroom, so that if anybody feels that they need to talk to somebody or whatever, that they can come down to us and that they can trust us and that they can talk to us. Another thing that we talk about is that sometimes for people our age, it's hard to talk to adults about problems. And so that's kind of what we're here for, is that if they need to talk to somebody their age, they can always come to us. We do a couple events each year as well. So at the beginning of each year, we sit down with the freshman class and we talk to them, so that way they feel a connection with the upperclassmen, so that way they don't feel such anxiety when they meet the upperclassmen and all that. And we do a couple of other things. The girls from AHA also mentioned it a little bit earlier. We have a Christmas party every year for our students from Our Lady of Confidence in Willow Grove, which is a school for special needs students. And just to make sure they have the best Christmas possible, make them feel great as well. And then one of our other biggest projects are Positivity Pops. And one of the things we do with that is we give lollipops with a compliment to every student in the entire school, just to make, you know, just to brighten their day. Because that's what we want to do, just brighten people's days.
Wow. Thank you, Brandon. I'm glad you came on, because I didn't know all of the things that you do in the CARES group to that mission to kind of make people feel at home.
Absolutely.
You know, it's so important, you know, because, you know, this is their home for the day. I mean, the most important place they go to. So many hours here are spent and wanted to feel at home. And I didn't know that your homeroom that you said, you have a homeroom there, that's the meeting place where if somebody's having a hard time, to
Absolutely.
Be able to see you there. I that's the first I heard that all these years. I mean, I guess I just missed that announcement. That's something that I'm sure the students might know, but that's a great service that you're doing here for the school.
It really is. That's something I could have used when I was in high school. So, you know, I was very anxious, and I could have definitely used it. Brandon, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Father, it is about 7:29 right now. We've got a lot more to get to. The band is ready. They're going to be playing shortly for us. Who do we have next on the agenda?
Right now, I think I'm going to go with the STEM group. And we have the STEM group is headed by the teacher, Mr. Kevin McLemore. And they do science, technology, engineering, and math. And they do wonderful things in the academic part of our school. And we have two very wonderful students here, Ariana De Palma and Shane Kennedy. I'm going to hand it over to them to kind of to explain, you know, something that they found to be very interesting that they've done working in the STEM group, the STEM activity.
Good morning, Father.
Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. McLemore.
I'm director of STEM education here at Archbishopwood High School, and Mrs. Harkins, our principal, a few years ago really tried to get a a program together for STEM education here, and she asked me to come and join them, and it's been my pleasure, my immense pleasure, to teach these students for the past 3 years. We teach courses in the area of architecture, engineering, 3D design, robotics, AP computer science, automotive engineering, and we even teach applied technology, which is kind of like a shop course on steroids. My students go through a lot of different project type things. We do a lot of different type of education here with STEM, allowing them to get deeply into the project process and to be able to learn how to take what they've learned on a daily basis in their classes and translate into real things that they can do. For instance, my architecture students have designed a bus shelter in coordination with the local community, and they've it's going to be placed at the corner of York and Street Road. They've worked with the Planning Commission here in Warminster, as well as the Board of Supervisors. In addition, they've also changed two zoning laws, and the zoning laws were allowing advertising on a bus shelter, as well as changing the setback law to allow a bus shelter to be built near the street. The students, I will mention, did this only with guidance from me. They really did a lot of this themselves, took all the initiative, and this was based on a proposal that was brought to us by Monsignor Bolger. Monsignor Bolger brought to us the idea that he said, you know, there are people in our community who are coming to our community from outside. They're coming here because they don't have cars. They're coming on a bus, and they have to stand in the rain and in the snow and in the darkness of night, and there's women out there at night standing there on the bus shelter, and there's no shelter for them. And so he challenged us with finding a way to solve that problem, and indeed my students did. And so they've designed this bus shelter, and they'll be hopefully having that built this year. They've got about $30,000 worth of funding from Westover Properties, which is the owner of the property there, and Mr. Dave McManus has been extremely helpful for us in that area. And the students themselves are actually running a car show this coming this month on June 24th, Saturday, June 24th. They'll be holding a car show called Wheels at Wood. And that car show is to fund the remaining portion of the bus shelter. I will mention that the bus shelter will have a stained glass portion in the top of the bus shelter. Now, it will not have any religious imagery because it is a community project. However, that stained glass will make the inside of that bus shelter feel like a sacred space and a safe space for all those who enter in. And at night, with the lights beaming from inside, the stained glass will make a beautiful way of letting our light shine into the community.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. McLemore. I just want to ask a question for to Ariana or Shane, whoever we want to answer a question, to just tell me your experience and how much what you really like about doing this kind of work.
So what I like about the STEM program is everything is really hands-on, and you kind of learn from especially from a first-person point of view, especially because Mr. McLemore has so much experience in the area. I really appreciate that he's really doing this because he's passionate about what he does, and that I feel like that makes it easier to learn. So I kind of take on a passion for engineering because I see everything that he's done in his field, and he kind of spreads his light upon us. So everything that's all the hands-on
work
class. It's really a class I look forward to during my day.
All right. I mean, you get to hands-on. It's really kind of you can throw yourself into it. Is there any particular part of engineering that you're interested in? Do you know that
so
yet?
I know I'm going to go to college and look to be an industrial engineer. So I've been looking around, and that's kind of – this class has kind of solidified my
interest in that,
yes.
Beautiful.
It is.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Very interesting. Thank you all for joining us this morning. I just want to say I'm Gary Zimak. You are listening to a special edition of Spirit in the Morning. We're coming to you live today from Archbishop Wood High School. Father Paul O'Donnell, it joins me.
Thank you.
He's been doing a great job. Dave Parker, you and I are just sitting back.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I like this.
I love this interview.
This is really good.
Yeah, Father, very good job.
Father Paul, I understand we're going to be speaking about robotics.
We will. Yeah.
Can I just ask if Ariana wanted to say?
Oh, you sure can. I'm sorry.
If Ariana wanted to just say a few words about what she enjoys in her STEM work.
So I'm Ariana. At first, I was a little nervous walking into the class because I was only one of four girls.
Wow.
And even though those girls were my friends and the guys were my friends too, I had no idea what it was going to be like. But now it's my favorite class at Wood. And mm-hmm. after taking this class and doing all the hands-on projects, and the projects also help the community, and now I know I want to go into engineering or something.
Wonderful.
Like that, in the STEM field. So I really liked it a lot.
Thank you, Ariana. So I guess should we move on to the thank you very much.
Yes, thank you all. Thank you, Ariana. And I just want to make sure we get everybody in,
right,
Father. But
right.
This robotics topic really interests me because I'm wondering if there would be the possibility of creating a robotic co-host for our radio program.
Hey, I knew there would
be. You knew I was going
coming,
somewhere,
buddy.
Parker. Father, take it away before I get in
trouble.
It
has to be at least 6'2", okay? With a good sense of humor, all right.
Right now we have Nicole Heidegger. And Tom Harris. Tom is a graduate, so he's coming here on his free time now. So
wow.
I'm very happy that he had come here. And they're going to say a few words about their experience in the robotics, as being a member of the team called the Robo Vikings.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. Good morning. I'm Tom Harris. Our team, the Robo Vikings, competes in the first robotics competition, or FRC. And what we do is we, as a team of high school students, have to build an active business model to raise money to fund our own robot. And we build it to compete in a new game every year starting in January. And then after that first weekend in January, we have exactly 6 weeks in which to design and finish building, coding, and wiring our robot to compete with other schools around the world. And we just finished up our season very recently, coming semifinalist in our division at the World Championship in St. Louis.
Oh,
wow.
Nice.
That's a big trip to go out there.
That really is. Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
Did you see the arch when you were out there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Everyone has to see the arch in St. Louis. Okay. It's beautiful.
Nicole, did you just mention what role do you have and what in the robotics?
Hi, I'm Nicole. I don't really do the mechanical stuff in robotics, which is what most people see the robotics team as. I'm part of Chairman's, which is mostly outreach. So we do a lot of community service, and we've been making videos to help other students, and we mentor an FLL team, which is a first Lego League team. Mm-hmm. They are made up of grade school students who make their own robots for their competitions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So you do a lot of
good
work there.
That's interesting. Yes, yes. I like the keyword Lego, okay?
Well, Tom and Nicole, I want to thank you. We're going to is there anything else you wanted to add real quickly before we move on to our next group?
I just think it's important to add that we always keep our Catholic faith in mind with our team. So we are always actively representing the Archbishop Wood community wherever we go to show a good, clean fighting spirit, and it's always paid off for us.
Ah, wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you both. Thank you both. Father, who else do we have before we go to break?
All right, we're going to have Dan Goodwin. And Dan's going to see a very interesting project that he did where he was able to go over to the local grade school, the Nativity of Our Lord,
right,
making presentations. So I'm going to hand it over to him to tell us about his anatomy project with Nativity of Our Lord High School, grade school.
So I'm Dan, and last week everybody in my class went over to Nativity of Our Lord, and our final exam grade was a project we did, and we all created a lesson based on something we learned throughout the year. And when we got to Nativity, we taught our lesson to first, second, and I think a couple third graders showed up, and we taught the lesson to them. My group focused on the circulatory system and how that relates to the rest of the body, and we got really hands-on and showed them how to take your pulse, listen to your heart. We had a video of a heart pumping and some diagrams to show them all, and it was a really cool way of taking everything we learned and, A, bringing it back to the younger kids so that they could learn more, and, B, just showing what we learned throughout the year in a different way than just a test, which was pretty cool to me.
Really good stuff. Really good stuff.
I have a quick question. Are you pre-med? Do you want to be pre-med?
No, I really enjoyed anatomy, and I thought it'd be cool to learn a little more.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, I think it's time that we send it to break, because when we come back, the band is going to play for us, and we still have some more guests to get in. I'm Gary Zimak. The time right now at Spirit in the Morning, 7:40. We are live today from Archbishop Wood High School. We'll be back after the break.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President Donald Trump will announce his decision on whether to pull the United States out of the Paris Climate Accord during a Rose Garden event this afternoon. Trump promoted his announcement yesterday on Twitter. The White House signaled that Trump was likely to decide on exiting the global pact, fulfilling one of his campaign pledges, though top aides were divided, and the final decision may not be entirely clear-cut. Aides were still deliberating on, quote, caveats in the language, according to one official. Everyone cautioned, though, that no decision is final until Trump announces it. The special counsel overseeing an investigation into possible Russian coordination with the Trump campaign has approved former FBI Director James Comey to testify before a Senate committee. The House Intelligence Committee, meanwhile, says it is issuing subpoenas for President Trump's former national security advisor and his personal lawyer, as well as their businesses, as part of its investigation into Russian activities during last year's election. And it's a new month, and therefore a new general prayer intention for Pope Francis in this month of June, which in the church is dedicated to the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. The Pope is praying that national leaders may firmly commit themselves to ending the arms trade, which victimizes so many innocent people. The Holy Father's urgent prayer intention will likely be announced this weekend during his Angelus address for Pentecost Sunday. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
The National Shrine of Częstochowa is creating the Living Crown of Mary. The crown will be made of a mosaic made up of images submitted from around the globe. It is easy to take part. First, take a picture of yourself and send it to the shrine. Second, offer Mary something that is beautiful. The third step is taking Mary into your life. For your participation, the Shrine of Częstochowa will send you the image of Our Lady of Częstochowa as a sign you are a precious jewel in the Living Crown of Mary. Visit livingcrownofmary.com to learn more.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Thank you.
Wow, wow. The Archbishop Wood High School Band. I'm Gary Zimek. Man, that was excellent, Dave Parker.
It was great having
live music here today.
Exactly, exactly.
We are on location at Archbishop Wood High School. I'm joined here by Dave Parker, Frank Eliason, and Father Paul O'Donnell. Before we bring on our next guest, just briefly, I want to do the weather forecast. Today, right now, 65 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport. Today, we're going to have some patchy fog around, then a high near 82 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear. Low around 60, and then Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 78 degrees. Father Paul, do we have another guest lined up?
Yes, yes, we do. We have the president of our student council for next year. She was just elected president a couple of weeks ago. Her name is Jillian Connercote. There we go. So, Jillian, good morning. I just want to ask you, Jillian, I know she's kind of put on the spot. Why you wanted to be the school president?
Council since my freshman year. I was a homeroom rep freshman year, and then sophomore and junior year, I was the class rep. So it just means a lot to me to be able to bring my peers' ideas to the administration and execute them as well as I can.
Oh, yes, and I know the student council works very hard. You really have a kind of the role of working in the pep rallies. You did that this year. Did you?
Yep.
What did you do in the pep rallies? What was your role this year in working with the pep rallies?
So basically, it falls on student council to organize all the pep rallies. We have pep rallies for each season, like fall sports, winter sports, and spring sports, because we just want to recognize how hard they've worked all season. So we just put it together, acknowledge all the captains, and it always goes over very well.
I know, because you're kind of like the in charge of keeping the spirits up for the school all year. You also do, like, with regards to trying to get students to be a part of activities. You have it's the student council. Tell me something about what you do for the for the basketball games and the football games. You kind of set the tone with the spirit there too.
Yep. So usually if there's a big game the week preceding it, we will go on announcements and get everyone's attention. We'll pick a theme and usually put it on Twitter.
Right.
Just get it out there as much as possible so they know about it, because the team deserves our support as a student body.
I know, because it's always fun to go to the football games or basketball games and have the kids dress up with the, you know, maybe they're wearing Hawaiian things or something like that, just to kind of bring them out and have fun, because it's really important to have fun at those events. Also, Jillian, I know the student council works hard in putting together other special activities. Is there any other activity that you like during those past 4 years that you think is one of your favorites?
Yeah, we have a lot of activities, but I think one of my favorites is Viking Night. That was our most recent event this year, actually. It's basically a spirit night for us. Mm-hmm. The student body is split in half the first half of the alphabet versus the second half of the alphabet. It's always a huge turnout.
Yeah.
Always goes over well.
Yeah, like almost more than half the school is jammed into the whatever it's called, the gymnasium, and the student council works, you know, tirelessly to put that together.
That is so impressive. Jillian, thank you so much for joining us
thank
this
you.
Morning.
Good
okay,
job.
Father
thank
Paul, you, I understand that Archbishop Wood has some pretty good sports teams.
We do.
Do you want to talk about that?
Pretty good. What do you mean? Excellent. I'm a great sports fan. I was a great sports fan. I think God gave me a gift to send me here to be able to witness all of our sports teams. All of them are really wonderful.
Right?
And then we have some representatives of the football team here today.
Nice.
And they really do us proud by the way they do it. I'm going to just ask a few questions. We have Coach Steve Devlin here.
How are you doing, Father?
Good morning, Coach. Good to see you. And we have two of our, I guess, captains for next year. They just found out they're going to be on this morning 2 minutes ago.
All right.
No pressure, guys.
They're athletes.
Yeah,
no pressure. Come on.
Matt Palmer and Tommy. Walsh, I'm sorry, Tommy. I only know your first name. I'm just going to ask Coach what he thinks is the most important character for a good football player.
Well, I think, you know, sports in general, I think, teaches a lot about life skills, about responsibility and dedication and sacrifice and teamwork and you know, working together for a common goal. So right. I think a lot of the lessons you can learn in sports and in extracurricular activities will help shape you for the rest of your life.
All right. I agree, actually. And I'll mention something a little later if we have time. I just want to ask a couple questions to the guys here. Oh, I'm sorry. To either Matt or Tommy, what is it about you that you like most about playing for Wood football?
What I like most about playing Wood football is just like the community that we built as a team. Coming to practice mm-hmm. isn't like a struggle because I'm friends with everybody on the team. And everybody's devoted, and we do like very well. So it's not ever a pain to come to football. I have a lot of fun playing.
All right, I know you put a lot of time and effort in there. Tommy, is there anything? What would you say is one of the top reasons why you enjoy being a part of the football team?
I like being a part of the football team because it's just a great time being around all the guys all the time. I mean, their practice can be hard sometimes. It's just fun playing with them.
Mm-hmm. What position do you play, Matt?
I play linebacker.
Linebacker? Was that the position you came in to school with? Yeah?
Yep.
Linebacker. And Tommy, what position do you play?
I play offensive and defensive line.
Do you enjoy those positions?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the lineman, it's not the glamour sport, but is it an important role?
Yeah. It's very important.
Very important. Yeah. So I know the football team puts a lot of time and effort, and I remember listening to watching the games. There's a moment in every football game that I want to bring out. Okay, I'm sorry. So I'm going to ask. I'm going to thank the guys. I know at the end of before every game they gather. They say Our Father in the end zone to really remind themselves they're playing for themselves and they're playing for God. So thank you guys.
Great.
Thank you guys for joining
Amen.
Us this morning. We only have a couple minutes left, Father. You want to talk a little bit about the retreats, the Kairos
okay.
retreat. I hear a lot of good things about these retreats.
Right. The Kairos retreat. We do have one student here, Brandon. He was on the last retreat with me.
Nice.
We have three Kairos retreats a year. Really, the retreat is it's such a special time for the. It's basically seniors who go.
Right.
There's three nights away, so it's a unique wow. experience. You know, you go away, you pack up, you go, and it is so just getting away and dedicating those 3 days to God, and what happens? They grow. It's a lot of activities, and the students really kind of bond strongly with each other.
Right.
It's a moment for them to grow closer as a class, closer as a group, and also to realize how important God is in their life. And it's really one of the things to be more thankful for what God has given to them in their life. I'm going to hand it over to Brandon to have him explain some of his experiences.
Please do,
for
Brandon.
That Kairos retreat.
Absolutely. So, you know, coming into it, I didn't really know what I was coming in for. I go on a bus with a bunch of people that I really didn't know. And I'll say, you know, from my perspective, it was one of the best retreats and best experiences I've ever been on. You know, like I said, I came into the retreat not knowing most of the people on there, and now some of these guys are my best friends. And so it's a secret, so I can't really tell much about it, and I'm glad it is, because you really don't want to know much about it going in. But it was such a great experience, and, you know, to anybody in this entire school, I would absolutely recommend it, but I'm not going to tell you about it. So.
You're going to ask him for more information.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I like that. Brandon, thank you so much for sharing. Father Paul, we are just about out of time. I want to thank you for
you
did a great job putting guests together today. Thank you for all that you do here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting us. And I think we have the band getting set up. The band is going to play us out.
All right.
This has been a great trip. We're going to have to come back here again. Hopefully we didn't mess up and you'll invite us back.
Absolutely.
But
thanks for having us.
Thank you again.
Thanks for coming. Thanks to all the guests.
Band, are you ready? All right. Thank you for listening. I'm Gary Zimak, and this is the Archbishop Wood High School Band. Talk to you tomorrow.